On this Holy Thursday, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, the season of Lent is concluded. And so now we are entering into the most holy time of our entire year, the Paschal Triduum. If we were to try to summarize Jesus' entire life, we may simply draw from St. John's Gospel this evening. He said that he loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The motivation of Jesus' life is love, and he loves us to the end, to the extreme, to completion. And so because of this, each one of us can truly say, Jesus has given his life for me out of love. This evening, Jesus institutes three different things for us by way to love us to the end. Three principal mysteries. And they are the command to fraternal charity, the institution of the priesthood, and also the gift of Holy Communion. And so we'll simply focus on each one of these mysteries to see how Jesus truly loves us to the end. And so first, this command to fraternal charity. Charity or love always draws us into communion with another. In everything, God created us for communion, to have relationships with one another. And one of the examples that we can see Jesus' love for each one of us is the washing of his apostles' feet. The early saints thought this washing of the feet was symbolic for the sacraments of baptism and penance. And so when Jesus washes his disciples' feet, it's meant to cleanse and heal them of their wounds and sins, which create division and isolation. The washing of the feet brings about a restoration of communion. And so in our own lives, in those moments of joy and communion with others, but also in those moments of sorrow and division in our own hearts and in our own families, do we ever hear Jesus say to us, will you allow me to wash you? Will you allow me to draw you into deeper communion with myself? Second, Jesus institutes the holy priesthood. At the Last Supper, he has his first ordination of priests. And as we know, Jesus is the first and the high priest, yet he calls men to share in his priesthood to the end of time. Why does Jesus establish a ministerial priesthood? Simply, it's to draw each and every person into his own blessed life. Jesus establishes a priesthood for the priesthood. He makes priests, ordained priests, for the priesthood of the baptized, so that you may share in God's own holiness in life. Without Christ's priests, there is no sacraments. Without priestly hands, there is no one to anoint the dying. Without priestly hands, there would be no Holy Eucharist. And without priestly hands, there is no sacrament of reconciliation. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, said that the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. And so the church continues to thank Jesus for his priests. We continue to pray for Christ's priests. And we also continue to pray for holy vocations to the priesthood, that they may be men after Jesus' own heart. And this evening, it is good to have Monsignor Schumacher and Father Dosh here as well, who's involved with vocations work. Third, Jesus institutes the Holy Eucharist. At the Last Supper, the scriptures always show that he would institute something for us to receive. And so at the very first Passover with God's chosen people, he leads them to freedom from slavery and death. And in our second reading, we heard that Jesus took bread and said, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. At the very moment of when Jesus received his worst this evening, one of the 12 betrayed him, one of his closest friends. That had to be the worst experience of Jesus' life. In that very moment, Jesus gives us his best. And the best that Jesus gives is the gift of himself in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus says at each and every Mass, "This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood." Simple elements of bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the living God. And Jesus never tires of giving us himself in the Holy Eucharist. And so may we never tire of receiving him. On this Holy Thursday, may we simply thank Jesus for loving us to the end. Blessed are we who are called to the supper of the Lamb.